Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
A humanitarian disaster has unfolded in Gaza, according to the United Nations. There are reports of 11,000 civilian deaths, most of them children and women, but the actual number is undoubtedly far higher. Out of a population of 2.2 million, 1.6 million have been displaced. Entire neighborhoods have been razed to the ground. There is little food and water, no shelter from the fighting. Hamas's actions on October 7th were barbaric acts of terror and set into motion what we are witnessing today, said United States Representative to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield. And Hamas bears responsibility for causing so much senseless suffering on all sides.
This moment calls on all of us to empathize with the plight of Israelis and Palestinians, to put ourselves in their shoes and see the world through their eyes.
In mid-November, the UN Security Council adopted Resolution 2712, which calls for a number of measures to help alleviate the suffering of civilians. The United States supports many of the critical provisions the Council did adopt, including the immediate and unconditional release of the hostages held by Hamas and other groups, and humanitarian pauses to help enable full, rapid, safe, and unhindered humanitarian access to civilians in Gaza, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
We need to urgently scale up the flow of food, water, and medicine. The first of five U.S. chartered planes landed in Al Arish, carrying 49 tons of nutritious, ready-to-eat food. But fuel is critically needed to get supplies into the hands of those who need them. Make no mistake, this is a matter of utmost urgency. For our part, the United States will work with the UN, Israel, other donors, regional partners, to enable humanitarian workers to do the work so desperately needed to save civilians.
Hamas has deeply embedded itself within the civilian population, including at hospitals. This is appalling and atrocious, but Hamas's actions do not lessen Israel's responsibility to protect civilians, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. Every civilian death is a tragedy, every single one. Let us all recognize the shared humanity of both Israelis and Palestinians, and let us all work toward a future in which they can live side by side in states of their own, with peace, freedom, and security.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.